Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, we could spend all this time coming up with a handicap. We could ask Evan Silva some looks that he likes. But we know the most profitable way to bet the NFL and college football after a few weeks is just going against the people, going against the room. So let's find out where the room is at for Thursday night football, the Bills and the Dolphins. I'm sure there are a lot of people kind of looking for angles. They don't really know what to do with this game because it's nearly a 2-touchdown spread, but the number coming down a little bit, down to 11 at a lot of spots, 11.5, I believe, over at BetMGM. But, Paul, why don't you share with us where is the room when it comes to tonight?
The people are certainly looking for bets. Number 5, most bet prop at BetMGM for tonight's Thursday night football game. Matt Prater, over 1.5 field goals made at -135.
Come on. Oh, we got the juice. I like it. Looking for field goal props. He was good last week, right? Is that what that is? That's a recency bias thing. I don't know. Are they going to stop him to a field goal? He's 6-for-6 this year, 3-for-3 each game so far.
Of course. So we need to lay 135 that he makes at least 2.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else?
I mean, okay. So as you say, you probably get, maybe you get one at the end of the half. But anyway, let's move on. James Cook, over 68.5 rushing yards, -115.
I don't hate this one. I don't. I naturally am rooting for it to lose because when the room loses, everybody has fun. I don't fundamentally despise this one, though, Joe.
No, not at all, because when you think about the potential game script or the expected game script that we're going to have, Bills are up by multiple scores. They're going to be running the clock. So you have James Cook, who had a great game last week. Awesome season for him. Dude got paid. 68.5. Maybe that feels a little light. If they're just going to try and get through with a win. So that, yeah, I don't hate it. I would not fade this one. It makes sense to me.
All right. Number 3, also a rushing prop on the Bills side, Josh Allen. Over 28.5 rushing yards at -115. 99% of the money is on the over per BetMGM.
Only 99% of the bets?
That's it.
It took 28.5. I would not bet this. I know that it's probably a bet a lot of them have made before. This is always a popular one. But in this matchup, which should be a victory that you cruise to, you have a weak secondary. I don't really see the need to put Josh Allen in harm's way tonight if I'm Buffalo. So I don't know about fading it, but this is not something that I would line up to bet.
And I like him to score a touchdown, but I'm not laying $1.50, $1.60, $1.70. That's not happening. You're going to have to get creative with that bet. If you like it, just bet it with something else. Do the Allen touchdown with Miami, Florida to win, or Oklahoma to win, or Josh Allen to score and the Cowboys to win. I'm not laying 170 on a solo player prop. It's not happening.
Yep.
He's got that. I believe he's rocking the visor after getting dinged up last week as well. So also something to keep in mind, like as far as protecting him from himself tonight. James Cook back on the board again, over 84.5 rushing and receiving yards at -118.
All right. It correlates, I guess, with number four on the list, the Cook rushing. They're all in on Cook. So we've got Bills, 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 and Bills. What's number one overall? Most popular player prop for tonight?
We are going to the other side. We're going to the Dolphins for number one, which I guess means this is going under. Devon Achane, over 53.5 receiving yards at -115.
Wait.
That has to be a typo. Yeah, it has to be rushing yards. Yeah, it's got to be rushing yards. His rushing yard numbers is 53.5.
Oh, is it? Okay, I didn't think that number was that far off. He's so productive through the air.
Yeah, 37.5 looks like the receiving yards number.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep, that's right.
So hearing all that and hearing all the Bills support.
Which part's the typo, though? The number or the...
I think I'm going to go off the number. So I'm going to say the number one most bet prop is HN over 53.5 rushing yards is what I'm going to take this as.
I think the number's wrong. Because I expect the receiving prop on Achane to be more popular than rushing. But maybe I'm wrong. That'd be my guess.
Well, it's hard. I mean,
we have to follow really up.
Guess. We don't know. We need to follow
up. The room's got us in a pretzel.
We don't know what the bet is, number one overall.
The room's throwing
us
off.
It's the number one prop. It's the number one prop. We can't guess. We shouldn't be guessing what the room is on. We need to finalize what the room is on.
Let me see. Has our guy tweeted it out? And we could ask him.
Check
on the old X.
Which guy?
The Ewing.
Well, there's a bunch of guys that tweet what real bettors do. I lose track.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering if John Ewing had shared this one, shared the room. Don't think it is out there under one of the accounts that he retweeted. So I will ask. Yeah, it's got to be. I think it's receiving and the number is wrong.
Receiving, that would be more roomish, right? Kind of going.
Yes. There. When you think Achane, you're going to bet receiving yards. You're not betting rushing yards. And to bet the nearly 2-touchdown dog, the RB1 to go over rushing, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
I have clarification. This is from a previous tweet from John Ewing. Most bet money Thursday Night Football prop, Devon Achane, has moved from 34.5 to 37.5 receiving yards. That is from yesterday. So, yeah, it's got to be the receiving yards.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's not getting over that.
Are you still going to do a touchdown prop on Achane?
No, because now he's been jinxed.
Hocus pocus.
No. I'm good. Also, the room came out of the woodwork last week and fired, I believe, 4 of the 5 props on Washington. And Washington could not move the ball.
Ooh.
So this week it's let's go to the favorite. And we'll jam a bunch of Bills props. Mm-hmm. Yet, as Joe has alluded to throughout the show, we have seen sharper support for Miami, taking the 12.5, the 12, the 11.5. BetMGM's 11.5. Superbook is 11. Other offshores are 11. So we have seen game day support for the dog and room support for Bills players.
So I might just stay off of this.
Yeah, I was going to say James Cook, like 50 yards rushing and 25 yards receiving and goes under both.
Bills are up 21-0 at half. Pull all the starters.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, do you remember where the action was last week going into the Bills-Jets game?
A lot of bets on the Jets, right?
Jets.
On the dog. Yeah, the respected money was on the dog. And it looks like we're getting a lot of money on the dog again. All right.
I don't love this game from a betting standpoint. It's very difficult to get excited about a game lined at 11.5. It really is. I mean, at least in the NFL. In college, we'll get to that in lightning bets. I'm going to have a double-digit favorite that I really like. In the NFL, it's very tough to get excited about a double-digit spread. It just is. I'll be honest.
Yep. I hate this game so much. I'll be honest. It's going to be not difficult to watch. We're going to watch no matter what, but I'm just not really all that excited about it. I'll just say that. All right, Joe O. Sammy P., thank you, Paul, for jumping in with those numbers. People always interested where the room is at. We get tweets about the room all the time. Like, people are tracking it over the weekend. When you see games in action on Saturday, whether it be college football, we'll have that on tomorrow's show. Sunday as well, also we'll have on tomorrow's show. People are like, guys, the room's 0-5, 1-4. It continues. They're betting it. They're going against it, and I understand why.
The room is going to be for sure in college on either Miami or Oklahoma, if not both, because the room last week, if you remember correctly, the room was running to the window to take the points with USF. Take the 17.5. That's a big number. They already upset USF, upset Boise, upset Florida. Got to take the points. So when the room gets rolled, the room then assimilates or blends or goes full chameleon and now believes, oh, right, okay, Miami's elite. And now you got people in Vegas saying they're potentially a top five team. And we talk all about Miami now. So what's the room do? Well, I'll lay 7.5 with Miami now. I didn't do it last week. But I'm going to get my money back that I lost going against Miami. I'm going to bet on Miami. And Miami wins by 4. And then the reaction to that is, oh, they stink. No, they don't. They faced an in-state rival and escaped. That's what they did. They're very, very good. Looks very easy to lay that number. Lagway looked horrible last week, right? Horrible. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, he stinks. He's a bust. The conclusions are already there. I would be shocked when we do this segment tomorrow if Miami minus 7.5 was not in the room.
Yep. Yeah, I would be surprised as well, especially coming off of that game. That makes sense to me. Joe O. Sammy P., Bet Sweats, Bet MGM Network. In about 10 minutes from now, we will do our lightning bet segment that we do every single day on this show. So, I saw a quote from Sauce Gardner. We know Tyrod Taylor is in, and we were just talking about that Jets-Bills result from last week. Here's Sauce Gardner talking about Tyrod. Remember, the Jets are a 7-point dog against the Bucs. That's an interesting number. I don't think we're going to close there. I think it's going to go a little shorter. I'm expecting a little support on the dog, but we'll see. There are a lot of people that have been back in Tampa Bay all offseason. They're saying they're going to run away with the division, and they're looking smart right now with a 2-0 start. Here is Sauce Gardner to the media yesterday about the new QB1 with Fields down. Cool cat. He can dress. Confident in himself. I think he can get girls. I think he do that. I don't really know. I ain't trying to get him in trouble. He stays calm on the field. Too calm. Aura farming a little bit. That was Sauce Gardner on Tyrod Taylor.
Jets money line? Question mark?
Yeah, that's what I thought. That was part of my thinking with 10 toes down. This might be one of the dogs that wins outright.
Okay. I mean, they've gotten support in back-to-back weeks. They have. Mm-hmm. So when wise guys line up on a team two straight weeks out of the gate, you do pay attention to that. Now, it hasn't quite worked out. I guess they did cover week one. They didn't win. They lost by, what, two? And they were getting 3.5 against Pittsburgh. So sharp support Jets week one. Sharp support Jets week two, blown out. Are we going to see it again? Closer to kickoff? I don't know. Mm-hmm. If you're burned once out of two times, I don't think it's the end of the world. But here we are. We're sitting 6.5, not 7. Every time it hits 7, you see a bet on the Jets. So maybe they are still interested in buying this Jets ATS buzz.
And the Bucs have been playing in a couple of very close games. Comes down to the very end. So maybe getting 7 there on the other side, maybe that's enticing for you. We'll talk more about that.
Jets moon, maybe.
Coming up tomorrow, yeah, well, maybe. Joe O, Sammy P, we've got a lightning bet coming up in a little bit. There's a lot we want to get to. You know, we planned on getting to a baseball team that maybe we see value in right now for futures. Maybe it sounds a little crazy, about a week and a half left in the season, but there are some monster numbers on teams that are on the outside looking in at this moment that maybe you should take a look at. Maybe it's just worth a bit of a dart throw. We want to get to that coming up as well. And of course, we'll have our plays Thursday night football, looking ahead to this weekend in college and the NFL. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, you've got Bet Sweats. Tell a friend, subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating and review. We'd appreciate that. Lightning bets are next on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.